An Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. Book 1, Chapter 13. Meditation 5. On Death. Preparation. Place yourself in the presence of God. Entreat His grace. Imagine yourself to lie in extremity on your deathbed without any hope of recovery. Reflections. Consider the uncertainty of your dying day. O my soul, someday you must leave this body. When will it be? Summer or winter? In town or in the country? By day or by night? Will it be sudden or after due warning? Will it be in sickness or by accident? Will you have time to confess your sins or not? Will your spiritual father be present to assist you? Alas, of all this, we know nothing. Only this is certain, that we must die, and that, for the most part, sooner than we expect. Consider, then, that the world will be at an end as far as regards you. There is none any more for you. Everything will then be reversed. All pleasures, vanities, worldly joys, and empty attachments will then appear as mere phantoms and vapors. Woe is me, for what delusive trifles have I offended my God? Then will you discover that you have forsaken God for nothing. On the other hand, how beautiful and desirable will good works and devotion appear then? And why have I not followed on that holy and blessed road? Truly, at that hour, sins which seemed like trifles before will grow as great as the mountains, and your devotion will appear how sadly faint. Consider the painful and final farewell which your soul must take from this lower world. She must take leave of wealth, of vanities and vain society, of pleasure, of amusements, of friends and neighbors, of parents and children, of husband and wife, in short, of everything earthly. Last of all, she must take leave of the body, which she will leave pale and sunken, forsaken, hideous and vile. Consider the haste with which that body will be hidden beneath the ground. And when that is done, the world will scarcely bestow another thought upon you. You will in your turn be forgotten, as you have forgotten others. God rest his soul, will be said, and nothing more. O death, how unsparing, how pitiless thou art. Consider that when the soul quits the body, she must go either to the left hand or the right, either with the goats or the sheep. Where will yours go? Which will be her path? Even such as the one she has chosen while on earth. Affections and resolutions. Pray to God and throw yourself upon Him. Lord, in that dreadful day, receive me into your care. Turn that hour to blessedness for me, and then let all the previous hours of my life be bitter and sad. Despise the world. Since I do not know, O world, at what hour I must leave you, I will not attach myself to you. O dear friends, treasured hopes, grant me to love you only with a holy friendship which may endure throughout eternity. Why should I be bound to you with ties that must be severed here? I will prepare for this hour and make fitting preparation to accomplish the journey well. I will diligently strive to make my conscience clear and to set in order its deficiencies. Conclusion. Thank God for enabling you so to make resolutions. Offer them to His Majesty and repeatedly implore Him to grant you a happy death through the merits of His Son. Implore the help of the Virgin and the saints. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Make a bouquet of myrrh. End of chapter 13.